Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it a phantom peeping Tom or was she just seeing things?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us because we would like to share it with everybody. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Husen. That's Kathy Gordon. How's it going today?
That is me. And oh my goodness, when you said that lead intro coming in, a real peeping Tom or whatever, I was like, oh my God, could there be a ghost peeping Tom? Oh, that's so scary. And then I thought, wait a minute, I think I'd rather have a ghost than a real one.
I kind of think if you're a pervert in real life, you would be a pervert ghost.
Pervert ghost? No. I mean, no. Oh, God, you just ruined everything for me. God, dang, I mean, a pervert ghost.
If you're a perv and then you die, like you don't change, do you?
No. This can't be.
I just gave you one more thing to be afraid of.
I know. I'm just worried. Yeah, about pervert ghosts. God dang it.
Well, Carol, when we get done with this, go watch a Golden Girls.
Okay. I do want to hear this.
Because the Golden Girls always kind of
really good.
That helps clear your brain at the end of a pervy ghost story.
Oh, man. I thought I had it all figured out, that I'd rather have a ghost than a real person standing there. But now I don't know.
But when you think about it, that somebody was like a pervert and they're like peeping in windows and stuff. As a ghost, it's like, hey, I can continue peeping through windows.
No.
I don't know.
I refuse to believe this.
I got to look around, make sure that I've got all my windows securely shut.
I know. I don't do that. Oh.
Okay, let's give it a listen, see if you get more or less creeped out.
Okay.
There is an apartment complex in the city of Duncanville, Texas. Are you familiar with Duncanville, Texas?
No, but I'll look it up.
Okay. Texas is so big.
So big.
It was once known as the Aztec Apartments. At the time I lived there, it was known as the Merrill Square Apartments. The apartment we lived in was number 150, and it was located downstairs in the building, almost directly behind the leasing office. While living there, I met a couple that lived at the end of the next building down from the one we lived in. If I stepped out from our breezeway, I could look down the long sidewalk to their apartment. We had bought a waterbed from them. This is an old story. This one goes way back.
Waterbed.
They had a waterbed. Yeah. That makes me laugh. When I think of a waterbed, I just remember once going to, there was a guy who lived in Colby, Kansas, where we lived, and he had a party. And something had happened before the party. Somebody found somebody in bed with somebody. That's all I know, but it was a waterbed, and he slashed the waterbed with a knife. But he went ahead and had the party.
Oh, no.
And like the whole floors were just soaked. You know, that guy did not get his deposit back.
No, he did not. That is the worst feeling in the world, to have a waterbed and then get up in the morning and put your foot on the floor and it goes squish.
The worst feeling is being caught in a waterbed with somebody else's significant others while they slosh it.
I'd rather that than have my waterbed like leaking. That happened to me. It was all over. It ruined the carpet.
And there are people under 30 going, what are they talking about?
What are they talking about? Yep.
Well, there used to be mattresses that you would fill with water. And they were kind of awesome.
They kind of were.
They were kind of sloshy sounding. And then they had the ones that had kind of the pillowy cushion on top, so they weren't quite as sloshy sounding. Anyways, so this is back in waterbed days. We had bought a waterbed from them, and we were picking up some of the extra hardware, and we had wound up sitting around and talking about random stuff, just visiting basically, when the conversation turned to the paranormal. They said that they had some strange experiences in their apartment, but the strangest of all was their phantom peeping Tom. They went on to explain that they had first noticed it while sitting on the couch watching television one night. The apartments had wide, plastic, vertically hanging blinds that you could adjust like regular blinds by twisting the rod at the side of the blinds, and they usually had them adjusted slightly open so they could see out while they had the sliding glass door open a bit to let the fresh air in. While sitting there one night watching television, the wife noticed someone peering in through the open part of the door and through the blinds. She freaked out and screamed and said that someone was on the porch looking at them. The husband jumped up and ran out the front door and around the side of the building to his back porch and saw no one. I don't know why he went around and just didn't go directly to the back porch, but maybe he thought he'd apprehend them. Because maybe they'd jump off the porch or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe there was, yeah, so.
A person wouldn't have the time to jump over the rail to our porch and run down the sidewalk and around the other end of the building and out of sight before I got around the corner, he told us. Oh, that explains it. Mm-hmm. My background in law enforcement instantly went to work, and I reasoned in my mind, unless they lived next door and just hopped over the balcony and into the shadows of their porch and they slipped silently into their own apartment.
Okay.
As if he read my mind, he went on to say that it happened so regularly that he thought they were jumping into the next balcony. But that even at that, when he had got to the point where he would stand by the front door and wait while his wife pretended to be concentrating on the television and say, "Now," as soon as she saw the face, where at that point he would jerk open the door and run around the corner. If he ever tried standing next to the sliding glass door in order to be right there, it would never appear. He went on to further say that they even tried having the husband hide in the bushes near the tall wooden fence that ran along the length of the backside of the buildings to watch from all angles and having the wife shout, "He's there," when she saw it. She would holler that it was there, but the husband would never see anyone come or go from their balcony. They said it went on for quite a while, then it would stop for a while, then start back up, but that it hadn't happened lately. I do strongly believe in the existence of ghosts and good and evil, but I'm more of a show me kind of guy in that respect. I believe what I see, feel, hear, or taste with my own senses. The first thing I do when I'm told about something like a haunting is try to debunk some of the events and find natural causes for them. If you eliminate the possible, you are left with the truth, whether it's considered possible or impossible. Sounds like law enforcement.
I like his logic. Mm-hmm. I really do.
A background in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. We had lived in our apartment for only 4 months or so, and I really hadn't noticed anything unusual happening. One day, though, I came home from work to find my girlfriend sitting on the floor near the couch, just staring at the wall across the living room. I walked over and sat on the couch while still looking at her, and she never took her eyes off the wall. I asked her if she was all right, and without looking at me, she said, "I think our apartment is haunted." I smiled at her and said, "Oh, really? Why do you think that?" She looked at me and said, "Well, I've been seeing things and I've heard things." Growing a little concerned and a bit more serious, I asked her what she had seen. She told me that she had seen a headless woman walk down the hall and a headless baby crawl down the hall. I relaxed.
Okay, this just took a left turn.
You're going to have to watch two episodes of The Golden Girls.
Oh, my gosh. A headless woman walked down the hall.
And then
a baby headless like, down on baby. The floor crawling.
Yes. Headless.
Headless baby.
That's some creepy shit. I relaxed and grinned at her and told her bullshit. If you had seen anything like that, you wouldn't be sitting here in this apartment right now. What have you heard? She looked away and said, "Well, I've heard someone cleaning the kitchen." I couldn't help it and burst out laughing, said, "Well, hell, at least someone is doing it."
Well, yeah, that was kind of a natural response. That's pretty fun. That was pretty funny. That was a good
low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
She got a little pissed and refused to talk about it anymore, so it went that way for about a week. I knew the guys that worked at the Texaco Quick Stop that she worked at. This is back in waterbed days. They had a Texaco Quick Stop. We were in a band together, and I had talked them into getting her the job up there. We were all sitting around the studio drinking and talking one night after band practice, and I told them about her saying that the apartment was haunted. I told them what she had said about the things she saw, and we were laughing it up pretty good. Then they said, "What did she hear?" And I told them what she said. And what I had said, and everyone was rolling on the floor laughing their asses off when I suddenly stopped laughing.
It was good. It was a good line.
Josh, the drummer, stopped and looked at me and said, "What's wrong, dude?" I said, "You know, come to think of it, I think I may have heard that too." So I told him about the day a few days ago when I had the day off and I'd driven her to work and driven back to the apartment to catch up on some sleep. I didn't have to pick her up till 3 p.m., so that gave me at least 5 hours to catch some good Z's. I slept a little longer than I had intended to, and was suddenly jerked awake by the sound of water running full blast in the kitchen sink and pots and pans being banged together very loudly as if someone was washing the living hell out of some dishes.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Okay. Well, okay, no, wait a minute. He just remembered this?
That's what he says.
Like, I totally would have known this. Like, this is not a just remember thing.
But maybe if he's a cop, he's seen some dark shit in that week or two.
Or maybe he was, like, kind of, like, sleeping and hearing stuff, but not, like, paying a ton of attention. And then when he brought it up, it came out, like, it was like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, well, here's an explanation. So, I'll backtrack. The pots and pans being banged together very loudly as if someone was washing the living hell out of some dishes. I looked up at the clock and saw it was 2:45 and knew my girlfriend was still at work. I thought those are some loud-ass neighbors and got up heading for the kitchen. As soon as I rounded the corner and stepped in the kitchen, it stopped. Suddenly, it was quiet as a tomb in there, and I could almost feel someone watching me. So maybe one of those situations where, obviously it was a neighbor's.
Mm-hmm.
I walked over and felt the dishwasher. It was ice cold. It hadn't been running. I listened to all the walls that had apartments on the other side and heard nothing. I stood there puzzled for a few moments trying to figure out what it had been. Then realizing what time it was, I ran into the living room, grabbed my boots, pulled them on, rushed out the door to pick her up at work. They all stared at me and then looked at each other. Then Mark, the bass player, said, "Welp, I got to get up in the morning, so I'm out of here." Everyone else muttered they had to go too, and we all stood up, cleaned up the studio, and packed up all the instruments and left, never talking about it again. I never saw anything or heard it again, but I definitely heard it that one time. End of the story. What I think's weird is that she said that she saw the headless woman, a headless baby. And he's like, bullshit. And that was that.
Yeah.
But this is a person who is trained to think logically, debunk things, investigate things. So he hears something that outrageous. I could see him being like, bullshit.
Now, Duncanville, Texas is southwest of Dallas, just a little bit. It's almost like a suburb area.
Oh, okay.
Just thought I'd throw that in. Number one. This guy writes really well. That was a really well-written story. It was so good. I really enjoyed this story from start to finish. It had so many good 70s kind of things, like, you know, everything, the waterbed, the band.
The Texaco,
you know,
this was quick just all stop. Like,
we were all in a band. We were all doing,
we all worked at convenience stores at one point.
We all did, yeah. Like, I loved it. I loved that story from start to finish. And then it had some good creepy stuff in it.
What about the first couple, the neighbors he was talking to that had the phantom peeping Tom that they couldn't figure out?
I still don't know what I think of that, because is it worse or better?
I don't know that a pervert is any better or worse as a pervert ghost. I don't know. Well, I'm that kind of pervert. I mean, I don't know, but isn't that, I don't know.
Like, you know, one time it was down in Texas when I was living down there, that I was doing yard work and I noticed that there were footprints in kind of a wet it wasn't just mud, but it was wet dirt that you could see footprints underneath my bathroom window.
That
and I was like,
creep
that
me
is
out.
So creepy. Like, I was so creeped out by that. And that was like a real person, you know.
And I would have to be like, obvious, the landlords came over and they were looking at the windows.
Yeah, I would have to. I mean, it's like, oh,
I would have to tell myself something like that.
So I don't know whether I would have felt better thinking, well, it's a ghost, but whatever, you know, a ghost is not going to, I don't know. There were ghosts in that house too, but I don't know whether the ghosts in the house bothered me more or the thought that somebody was standing outside the window bothered me more. I can't make up my mind.
That's 6 1/2 dozen of the other there, Kathy.
I know. Yeah.
That was just creepy. That had all kinds of twists and turns in that story.
It really did. But I'm still kind of going to have trouble getting that headless woman and baby out of my
mind. Yeah, that I'm a little concerned about. Now, obviously, that happened a long, long time ago. And hopefully the girlfriend, maybe wife by now, I hope everything's okay, because that would be traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when your boyfriend's like, bullshit.
I think I would have followed up on that one. I think I would have had a couple follow-up questions there. How about you?
I would have had a follow-up question.
I don't think I would have just said, I might have said bullshit eventually, but I think I would have said like when, where, how, like exactly what did they look like? You know, I think I would have been had to go a little deeper into
and
that conversation.
I might have been a little concerned about something like schizophrenia.
Yeah, well, you might have, right?
You know,
yeah.
It's like, what are we dealing with, paranormal or mental illness? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Exactly.
That was just a creepy story. It was a good story, though.
It was a good one.
And if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Super easy. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.